Afternoon, everyone. My name is Gavin Russell, and I work for a partner company called IS Partners. We play in the business intelligence space, and we're really looking forward to a chat today to talk about BI development acceleration. With me today is my director, Ryan Jamieson.
Hi,
Gavin. How's it, Ryan? Good to meet you here, man.
Yeah,
how's it going?
It's great.
Fantastic. And so what we're going to be doing is discussing different techniques that we can use to accelerate the build of a BI solution. So Ryan, take us through it for a bit.
Well, Gav, there's really kind of, in my mind, there's three types of BI acceleration that you get.
Yeah.
Now, at the most kind of basic level, your first point of acceleration is really about acceleration built on code that you've already developed within the organization or that you can access from external sources. The second level of BI acceleration comes in when there's specialty third-party product or product out there that will enable developers to develop BI systems in a very rapid and agile manner. And then lastly, there's the BI acceleration, which is really vertically focused. So on specific industries or specific common areas, the ability to accelerate a BI deployment from beginning to end.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe I should turn this around to you, seeing as you are the technical specialist.
Yes.
Talk about the first part of BI acceleration.
Well, the first bit is really something which I've been doing personally for a couple of years now when going onto project sites, is you tend to look back at your previous project or your previous two or three projects, and you keep that code or you keep those packages that you wrote at those previous clients and to reuse them. Now, really, the fundamental rule around that is there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. I'm quite sure we all sort of have this development mindset that we'd like to build it from scratch again, because surely we can do it better the next time we get there. But at the end of the day, a BI environment has a lot of things that are pretty static every time we go into a client site. Look, we're going to need to create a fact table, we need to create a dimension table, the staging database, etc. All of these things are pretty repeatable and very much the same at every client we go to. So that's sort of the 80% chunk of the work. And where I like to focus is rather on the more interesting bits, the 20%, the specific client details that are different from one client to the other. So what I've been doing over the last couple of years is I've got my own library on that laptop of mine, luckily saved up on a server too, so if I lose it, I'm okay. And that's really a list of predefined packages and a list of predefined cubes that I can use when going from client to client.
Well, give me an example of some of the predefined packages, or where are the sweet spots that you've found that you can actually do this level of acceleration?
Well, one of the easiest ones really to talk about is loading a dimension. Okay, and of course, we're talking about BI development here. So the two things that we tend to load is a dimension or a fact. And dimension loading, especially if you're doing, you know, standard type 1 dimensions, are pretty much the same, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We load a source file into some staging table, we apply some generic scrubbing routines, and then we load it through into our final target data warehouse, which is all fine and well. So what I've found that works quite nicely is I've actually written a nice cutting edge spreadsheet. I like to call it the cutting edge spreadsheet. And that's used to go and generate those underlying tables. Okay, so it's really helped to take sort of your average dimension loading time from about 8 hours normally, taking that down to a matter of minutes, really. So run the spreadsheet, pre-create your tables, run a particular piece of code I've written as well, which takes the actual DTS packages and modifies them as well. So it's really just the next finish from my point of view to go ahead and create those repeatable steps.
But I'm sure that there's some challenges with it. I mean, just describe some of the challenges. Yeah, I know that we've been very excited about the ability to reuse this type of code internally in our company, but certainly there's certain gaps when you're trying to get other people to utilize the code sets.
Well, there's always a certain gap when handing over. I think if handover was a perfect science, we'd be much more advanced today than what we really are. But what we do internally to try and assist with this, we do a lot of internal training.
Okay.
So we get a lot of new people coming on board. Okay. Everyone has their own experience, and there's no reason to force people to work a certain way. But of course, I at least teach them and show them the way that we've been working over the last 5 years, and that helps them to pick up these tools and use them more easily.
Well, that's amazing.
So
what kind of acceleration do we actually achieve on this? You mentioned that for dimensions, we can get. Probably take something that takes about a day and move it into a couple of minutes. But if you took the total lifespan of a project with typical code libraries,
Well, it's very hard to put a number on that one, Ryan. That's quite a question. How long is that piece of string? But what I would say about it, at least the dimension and fact table handling, that like really meat of a project, which would take your average developer probably about 2 weeks to do really, to get that kind of thing set up, we can do in about 2 or 3 days. So we can go back to the client relatively quickly. Yeah. and show them their target cube or their target star schema quite quickly.
Well, I must say, one of the things that for me has become very important with this type of acceleration is you're taking the mundane out of any implementation, and you can actually start focusing your time and energy on the creative bits, the things that actually add the real value to the customer.
Well, I've got a comment on that one. I was caught by surprise about a year ago. We had a business consultant, and Chris came in to meet us about a year ago at a staff meeting, and I'd just finished one of our previous projects. And I was all excited because the SSIS packages were optimized, the ETL loaded correctly, it was all beautiful. And then he turned around and asked me, "So Gavin, what's the annual turnover?" And I quite sheepishly had a look at him and go, "Sorry, Chris, I actually don't know." And that emphasizes your point exactly. We tend to get so caught up in the nitty-gritty details that we forget the bigger picture of what business intelligence is all about.
That's right.
So that's personal developer productivity. Okay, you mentioned something about third product software as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe I should take this one.
Yeah.
In terms of third-party product, there's a number of products out there that are starting to become more prevalent that actually accelerate the build of the business intelligence environment.
Yeah.
Now, Microsoft has done a really great job in giving us tools like the Business Intelligence Development Studio, which has actually accelerated the ability for us to actually go ahead, build packages, there's a lot of intelligence built into it, there's wizards. What would Microsoft be without wizards?
Next finish, of course.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Seamless as well. Yeah, that's a really good thing. But they've done a really good job at this. But one of the lacks that we've experienced, and certainly in trying to get people into becoming BI developers, is that there's a lot of people, they've got the Transact SQL knowledge, they've got the knowledge of how to architect systems, but integration services and even analysis services are technologies which they're fairly unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of fear out there in being able to implement solutions. And a number of companies have come out with product that actually will develop or accelerate that kind of development cycle of your BI cubes. And it's something that's not necessarily done, it's not something that needs to take a long time to do.
Yeah.
It's something that can be done very, very quickly. So one of the things that we're finding in a lot of our implementations is that we're actually able to apply more agile-based techniques. You know, so this whole agile methodology that your traditional dev guys can actually utilize and get a lot of benefit out of, we able to do with these accelerator type tools.
But on that, I mean, let's be honest, data warehousing is not for your average developer. Data warehousing tends to involve a large amount of data. There's a lot of thought that goes into particular designs.
Yes.
Is using a third party product potentially going to throw away those best practices, do you think?
That is a challenging thing to actually look at. And it all depends on where the product comes from.
Yeah.
There's a lot of products out there that will come from a traditional ERP or financial kind of background, where your kind of dimensional relationships, things like that, don't use best practice. So things like parent-child dimensions, the inability to use aggregates, those become more and more challenging. But there is a suite of products that's starting to come out that utilizes the BI best practices. I mean, we're using one technology called Time Extender, which we're finding very exciting, because while it's not purely focused at the business user, it's actually focused at the development or the, let's call them the BI architect type of profile. And what this allows people to do is actually to build proper star schema data warehouses.
Okay.
It generates the ETL for you and integration services, and you can actually build your cubes and things as well. But what is interesting is that you can utilize the best practices, things like surrogate keys.
Yeah,
I mean, who here has started off building cubes based on natural keys, things like that? I mean,
we've all been burnt along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But allowing you to do things like surrogate keys, the ability to do levels of orphan handling, the handling of nulls, all those types of things really needs to be applied in a very rigid sense in data warehousing solutions. Otherwise, you won't be able to scale up and get your increased performance in your solution.
So again, what we're really saying is that we're somehow managing to lift the developer up to that level of business understanding so they don't get so lost in the details of building packages that they completely miss the business benefit of why they're there.
Absolutely. Yeah, what the developer can do now, And the business analyst is they can actually start engaging with the customer in the real value elements that the customer
has. So we're not going to disappear for 2 months down a black hole.
Absolutely.
Very good. So the third way of accelerating a build is you mentioned something about sort of a framework or kind of a vertical solution.
That's right. Yeah. There are a couple of vertical type solutions, or maybe some that are a little bit more horizontally focused, that have also emerged.
Yeah, yeah.
If we take some, you know, we're in the process currently of implementing a BI solution that has pre-built dashboards, scorecards, analytics for the sales manager.
Absolutely.
And the sales reps. You know, we call it sales performance. And there's a couple of other applications out there that allow you to do this kind of solution, which is very focused on either an operational area or on a specific vertical. And what that type of acceleration does is it's an acceleration not on the build of a generic data warehouse or BI solution. It's an acceleration that's actually built on a specific knowledge or subject area where there's a lot of IP that has physically been built into the solution. I mean, one of the exciting things that Microsoft has released is the Microsoft Enterprise Cube Suite.
Yeah.
The first one is around telcos. Well, in actual fact, I should actually be asking you, seeing as you're the guy who actually
went
on the training.
Yeah, you can throw it back at me. I don't mind that at all. I had the pleasure of, in February, going through to Seattle and getting some training on this thing called the Microsoft Enterprise Cube. And what Microsoft have done is they've taken best practice deployments at a particular telco, and they've taken those project bits and extracted them into a format that allows it to be, you know, kind of deployed at a different client site very, very quickly. So as you mentioned, they've built in a lot of those kind of key metrics that a telco would be concerned about. Things like customer revenue, customer churn, customer profitability, all those things that are really important to a telco are actually built into the cube already. So again, what we're doing is we're putting it in there and delivering business value really, really quickly.
And again, I think one of the key elements with these things is that it does actually accelerate your deployment. So
So
things that have taken, in some cases, years to
Absolutely.
Develop because
yeah.
of business discovery, uncovering the IP, uncovering the key metrics that an organization or that a vertical has, all that kind of knowledge is now prepackaged.
Yeah.
So you've got a starting point against which you can accelerate your BI deployment or accelerate the time to value for an organization.
And what's particularly cool about the MEC specifically is they've used some really, really neat Virtual Earth and Silverlight plugins inside of Performance Point dashboards to really sexy up their front end, which is really exciting.
Well, it's all about the customer and user experience.
Hey, it's all about user experience, but that's a whole other discussion.
Absolutely.
So there we go. So there's many different ways of accelerating our build.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah.
And yeah, so just to cover the three that we've kind of identified,
yeah.
is there's code-based acceleration,
so it's
utilizing and having your prepackaged code elements that
yeah.
you as a developer can utilize and share with other developers. There's the second component, which is using a third-party product,
yeah.
like the time extended product, to be able to accelerate the build of a solution
yeah.
And get time to value to the customer very quickly on generic solutions. And then lastly, there's the vertical or specific horizontally focused solution sets in BI that have the prepackaged IP, such as the Microsoft Enterprise Cubes.
Excellent. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gab.